Hi, Chuck. How you doing, Mama? Hello. It's not always easy to film with the studio audience, but maybe they'll cooperate today. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your tailgate talk. So, yeah, this is going to be rough. Hey, we use hay rings here. Other people feed hay in different ways, obviously. Some people unroll their hay. I've read about the advantages of that, and I understand the advantages of that. Some people use hay cradles to feed. We've got one. But the rest of our stuff is in hay rings. It's just the way we've always done it. It's the way my papa always did it. It's kind of the reason I do a lot of things I do, because that's the way papa always did it. You know, because he knew best. And so that's the way we do it. But there's a reason we don't just put bales of hay out here without anything around them. Because they kind of need protection. Because these girls right here are a little rough. As you can see, they like to play with things like hay bales. This is my wife calls her Chuck. And she'll be ground chucks. I don't want to talk about that. Anyway, so yeah. They like to play with hay bales because they're round and they roll. And so if you put a round bale out here, they're going to roll them around and they're going to play with them and they're going to end up all over the place and they're going to tear up more than they're going to get to eat. Speaking of eating things, someone's actually eating the other camera right now, so we'll see what happens with that. So we put them in hay rings, which keeps them from rolling around everywhere. It protects them, it guards them, it keeps them from being able to move them so they can just eat them like they're supposed to. Boy, you're just spicy today. Yeah, you're spicy. I could put some A1 on you. Don't want to talk about that, I get it. And it allows them to do what they're supposed to do with the bale, which is eat it, right? It's supposed to be food for them. Kind of reminds me of the crazy world that we live in, that wars and fights for our hearts and minds. Paul wrote in Philippians chapter 4, verse 7, to let the peace of God guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. In a world where craziness and chaos and turmoil is always fighting for our hearts and minds, Paul says, let the peace of God guard it. Let the peace of God place a ring around, a hedge around, a wall around your heart and mind in Christ Jesus, and let it guard it, keep it safe, keep it secure, so the turmoil and chaos of the world won't knock you off your bearings. Hey, that's good news today. And I know it just comes from a guy sitting on a tailgate in the middle of a field full of cows, but it really comes from the Word of God, so I hope it takes root in your heart today. Thank you so much for joining me on the tailgate. You never know where we're going to pull up and drop the tailgate and have a chat. Until next time, have a great week. And I love you, and we'll see you next time on the Tailgate Talk. What are you looking at? What are you looking at?